The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. He's backed by popular demand, the Emmy-nominated, award-winning documentary filmmaker featured on ESPN, ABC, and PBS. We had him on talking about being tougher than a tank and what's that about. He's a teacher turned filmmaker, winning numerous awards in various film fests. And we had him on last time. I guess we do have some updates. It looks like the awards just keep growing and growing. I don't see him yet in I guess they're building a award studio in his room here. And he's got a brand new film which documents his father's miraculous recovery at a fall that left him in a coma and woke up to find they couldn't remember, including the house he grew up in, and becomes a basically a journey in the past, hoping to trigger some old memories, and deals his dad's financial difficulties and also addictions, mental health as well. And of course, it's The House That We Lived In. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios in his wonderful studio somewhere in the U.S. And it's not from ESPN, ABC, and PBS. The teacher turned filmmaker, Emmy Award-winning and warring documentary filmmaker from the Tougher Than a Tank, For the Love of Dogs, and The House We Lived In. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented back again, Tim O'Donnell. Tim, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, Mike. I'm super excited to be back and excited to tell you about this film. But yeah, I just appreciate the conversation.
Yes, it does too. And of course, you know, we had you on. You're a teacher turned filmmaker, winning numerous awards and various film fests. And we talked about Tougher Than a Tank. You also had Finding My Dad's Memories, featured on ESPN's Outside the Lines, For the Love of Dogs, and it's a new film which is called The House We Lived In. It's a new documentary, basically your father's miraculous recovery after a fall left in the coma, and wake up to find you couldn't remember, including the house he lived in. But comes a journey and some things triggering memories and dealing with your dad's financial difficulties, addictions, mental health, and more. And this has gotten a lot of recognition. And before we get into The House We Lived In, Tim, a very quick recap on how you got started.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It all began, early on with my dad. My dad actually taught me how to use a camera. We were wrestlers. I wrestled in high school and college. My brother did too. And so my brother's 8 years older and would be in the stands, and he, you know, just passing off a camera to have somebody else film, you know. And I literally learned how to become a filmmaker from that experience early on, and, you know, getting the camcorder. Fast forward, you know, so much time later, and sadly my dad one day just woke up and fell. He didn't have a aneurysm or, you know, stroke. He just passed out and hit his head, and that caused a traumatic brain injury. And we didn't know what was going on. We all showed up at the ICU, and he was in a coma for 8 days. And wow. We didn't know what was going to happen, and I happened to pull my iPhone out and start to film just as a way to kind of like cope and get through that moment. And when he woke up, I just kept finding reasons to film, week by week, month by month in the hospital. And that was 12 years. You know, I had literally been filming with my dad for 12 years. And
wow,
it's really exciting to be finished and share it with the world. And now we're on all the major platforms. So that's just exciting to now be in this moment. And folks can follow this journey he went on and our family. And we're just proud to have it out.
And certainly as well too that I guess I kind of wonder, like he fell, hit his head, went into a coma, and what was he doing at the time? Did he trip over something, go on a step, or was it just a case of like say you're just you're standing awesome, you fall like that, so it's like unexpectedly.
I mean, it's it, and so in the film you go on this journey. I mentioned wrestling, right? And so just so happened the day before, my older brother, we're sent, out of college. He's police, and they have something called the World Police and Fire Games. It's actually pretty competitive. There's Olympians in it. There's world medalists, and he won it. He won the world medal in freestyle wrestling, and it was an amazing weekend. And we left that tournament in New York, drove back to Massachusetts where we live that day. Like he finished the tournament. It was early. We drive back, and the next morning we get a call from my mom, and the voicemail is actually in the film as well. So you get that kind of like you get set in that moment, and there was no explanation in terms of why. But from my dad's history, he has had fainting spells. So he just woke up in the morning, and I think it was one of those things where you get up too quick. And you would never think somebody that just stood up and fainted would have such a injury, but that's the way it happened. And just the way he fell, it was enough pressure that he actually died that morning. They resuscitated him, brought him back, and luckily, right as they brought him to the ICU, there was a neurosurgeon actually gonna he was leaving. He was done his shift. And they called him back in, and they did a craniotomy on my dad, which saved his life. He got that he got the neurosurgeon within an hour and a half of the injury. So that was a big piece of his ability to recover. But my dad's a really interesting guy, massive heart. And so when it happened, we knew there was a chance he was going to be able to battle through.
And it sounded like to me, it was more like, angels or a good karma or however you call it, just came right there, an hour and a half. Sometimes you wait a little longer, you pass away, but it seems like then, just right place, right time, and everything just happened right there. But, of course, waking up from all that and, some of the things like the house and everything. And I mean, it just had to be strange. Maybe some moments where it's like, hey, what's this? What's this? What am I doing here? And, who are you and everything like that, and or even like a pet dog, it's like, who is this dog? Stuff like that.
I mean, early on, we didn't know when he started to come to, it started with him just opening his eyes, and folk, we couldn't understand what was going to happen, what was going on at the moment. But we asked him, how many kids do you have? If you could blink the amount of kids you had, and he blinked four times. And I'm one of four. And I think right then and there, we knew he was in there. We just didn't know how long it would take. But we knew he was intact. And when he started to come to, he made amazing progress. He was at Spalding Rehab, that's based in Boston. It's always voted one of the best places for brain injury recovery. And so we're at the best place, and they said it was one of the more miraculous recoveries they've ever seen. So that tells you a little bit about how drastic his kind of journey was. But as he's learning how to talk again and walk again, I was literally there for my dad's I call it first steps, after this injury. It was wild. Now that I have kids and I filmed them do their first steps and these big monumental moments, I was kind of there for my dad for these moments where he, got to walk again, got to eat again, because he couldn't eat for a very long time because of everything that happened. So, I mean, I was the, it's in the film too, me filming sort of like a dad in some ways, overexcited, and talking, over the
Over the top, yeah, just like a first time dad, second time dad, you get all these pictures, and then trickle all the way down is like, yeah, this, that.
Exactly. And so, you get to kind of experience that like role reversal there. But yeah, and he's starting to come to, and he's very sharp. You know, he's sort of right away when he was able to start talking again, and he was there. He was so sharp; he could remember everything. So many like very extreme detailed stories of the past. But then we started asking about the house, and this is the house that I grew up in, my siblings grew up in, and it was just kind of like a community hangout too. Like there was lots of friends and family in and out that would live with us, or you know. Be there for weekend or here and there, and he just couldn't remember it. And we'd lived there for 20 plus years, and he just it was very obvious there was like a block there. You know, he would talk about one thing, he was there, and then he'd bring up the house, and he was kind of like missing, like he wasn't there. And
So you talk about family, but then when it comes to the house, he doesn't remember.
yeah, it was interesting. And so, in the back end of it too, you learn this in the film. Is that, you know, we were having some financial issues as a family, and we knew we were going to lose the house. The mortgage company already came through. It was not a situation that we're going to come back from. So, oddly enough, he fell, hit his head, went into a coma, and during that time, we actually lost the house. So we had to move my parents out. While this is all going on, so it was wild when he woke up and he couldn't remember it. It was like this interesting moment, and you know, the film kind of goes into maybe like, well, why did that happen? You know, well, how could he remember all these other things, but he couldn't remember the house and also the game of golf that he played for 50 years? And so, you know, you kind of go into the nuance of like neuropsych, and you know, the maybe also your brain. Protecting, you know, the trauma or the things you can't go back to, maybe there's that element. So it's this really interesting kind of situation. And then while I'm filming, years in, he starts to have dreams that are his memories. So he would have a dream, you know, wake up the next day and tell us this, you know, dream, and we're like, well, that actually happened. That's a memory. So there was all sorts of wild things happening, you know, throughout filming, and you see these things as they're happening. But the biggest piece, you know, you'll get from the film is that Todd is different. My dad is different, and that those are the big things that we wrestle with as a family, is getting used to this new person, getting used to the change, and you know, hopefully that's a thing people can kind of walk away with.
You talk about the change in personality, like, you know, you have before coma and after coma and everything else. And of course it's you know, common with most people, but you know, what percentage of a change you think, or somewhere along the lines, you think it's changed maybe better, good, worse, or anything like that? It's like, you know, what was really dramatic, and also what maybe, like, you know, just kind of kept the same here.
It's funny you say percentages, because my in the film you get to see, you know, range of things with my dad, and he's a numbers guy, he's a percentage guy. You learn he has, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, so he's OCD. He's been addicted to all these different things through life. He's been, you know, an alcoholic. He was addicted to smoking. He was addicted to the gym, to this, to that, all these different things that he's sort of struggled with. But he currently gambles, and that is totally an addiction. Totally an addiction, right? And
Now, is he betting on you on this interview or something like that, or is he doing it right now?
he's always betting on his kids. No, in a good way. Like, I mean that from a good way. But no, I grew up going to the horse track. You know, my dad would bring me there, and I know in the film it's kind of treated as a gray situation. We can, you know, there's obvious evil addictions or things that, you know, are just going to be negative. But the odd thing is when he goes to the track. He's his old he's him old his old self. You know, I when going to the track post fall, post injury, I could see glimpses of the past, you know, of my old dad. It would just kind of happen. There was something about the place or the way his brain interacted with betting, or well, who knows? So you know, you see that kind of nuanced thing where like there was negative factors, right? Like money, financial troubles, and gambling. Those two things go hand in hand. So that's at play, but yet it's good for my dad. It's good for him to do this. It's socializing and all that. So it's like it's a really tricky thing. But throughout the film, you hear my dad talk about the percentage thing of how much of him is back, because you hear that I show him old footage. You know, there's moments during an interview where my dad is looking at footage of him, you know, himself 20 years prior, And he's like, I don't recognize that person. I don't know who that is. And it's, you know, it's very jarring to see somebody that's totally with it. You know, you would have no idea that he had a brain injury, but yet he cannot identify himself at all. And he says there's somebody else. There's something else in me. I don't know what it is. You know, I can't define it, but. And he gives you percentages. So at times he was 60%, 70, and you see that percentage change. But for me personally, it's not a it's apples and oranges. You know, the number of amount that my dad is still himself, it's not even worth trying to put a numerical value on that. It's like he is different. You know, like there are parts of him that are gone, and that. We need to be okay with that. Like anyone who goes through something like this, there is a loss, and you need to be okay with that and process and deal with it. But what that other bit is, or you know, the mystery percentage, let's say, is also really beautiful. Like he's so interesting now. He's got all these different ways of looking at life, and you know, we've been blessed that he's, you know. He's doing great now, and you know we're going on 13 years of when he fell, yeah, it's just this unique thing. You know, he became obsessed with space, and that's been an interesting conversation. You see it in the
Oh,
film,
wow.
yeah.
My
You get there's
goodness. Yeah,
NASA
space.
footage, and there's NASA footage in the film that we got access to, and you see that concept of like, you know, he's interested in space, and the brain is so mysterious too. We know. You know, we know a bit about space. We knew a bit about the brain, but there it's really the unknown. And you kind of go through that journey of like going into space, going into this unknown. And you know, in a lot of ways, that's kind of what Todd is experiencing right now.
You talked about addictions early as well, too, like with gambling and going to the track and everything like that, all coming back about what are some of the addictions they had are suddenly are gone, after being out of the coma.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't happen with Todd. He, you know, he got through a lot of different addictions before the fall. So that there was no shift there. That does happen to folks, you know. We got to go into the community of folks who've had brain injuries and families that have navigated that. And it's just it's amazing to it's a beautiful community, you know, and it's a huge range. You know, there's folks who are very visible that they've had injuries, and there's folks like my dad that you might not know. You know, it's kind of an invisible injury at times, or invisible disability. And you know, we've learned so much, and we've gone to support groups, and my dad actually started the first ever kind of peer support group at Spalding Rehab, the same place he was, you know, he rehabbed through. And you know, my dad's ended up, you know, helping quite a few folks through the years. And yeah, and it just feels like we're a part of that community, and you know, we're proud to be a part of that community and advocates. And we, you know, part of this film was we partnered with the Brain Injury Association of America, and they do such a great job advocating and finding ways to promote and create awareness. And yeah, you know, it's just been a nice piece of this whole experience.
And of course, I gotta admit, this guy, your dad, is tougher than a tank. And speaking of that, what's been the latest after being tougher than a tank with Tim O'Donnell and more? We'll find out in just 1 minute. First, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give an official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Melson-Zia has garnered great reviews, and Eve 11 enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Melson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on our 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Apple Music, Odyssey, Podbean, Pandora. Follow us and subscribe on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube, and follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, popsicle kits, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MeAndMelsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, popsicle kits, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MeAndMelsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. We hear amazing Emmy-nominated, award-winning documentary filmmaker Tim O'Donnell here on the Mike Wagner Show talking about the house we lived in. And, of course, we got to say this. Your dad is tougher than a tank. Oh, speaking of tougher than a tank, we talked about that before. And tell us, how's that coming so far?
Yeah, Tougher Than a Tank is a film about a veteran. He's a Marine who ran 145 miles in 3 days to reconnect with a wounded veteran he served with. Mm-hmm. And that was a feature-length documentary, and we teamed up with Casey Affleck, who's the executive producer, and that is out there. That's available on Amazon and all major platforms, Apple TV, and yeah, we're excited to release that 4 years ago, and we spoke about that film back then, and yeah, I mean, the main subject there, there's two main subjects, there's Noah Cass, and, you know, he's the one who's the ultra runner, and he's doing great now. Things are good. And then Eddie Ryan, the wounded vet that Noah ran to his house. He's doing great as well. You know, he's made a lot of strides. You see it in the film where he's getting mobility back in his arm. And yeah, you know, just an amazing, amazing family. And so, yeah, we've been so lucky to get to work on a range of projects. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. And also too, maybe some of the other films like Finding My Dad's Memories, featured on ESPN's Outside Lines, of course, for the love of dogs as well too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, those films are also finished and out there in the world. And yeah, I you know, it's great to finish films, you know, it's multiple years where you get to work on these projects and they become your babies, so to speak. And always nice to, you know, get them out there. And this, you know, Tougher Than a Tank, I think, was 3 years long. For the Love of Dogs was, you know, 10 years ago. It was a short film about a young boy on the autism spectrum who knew everything about dogs and he followed him to dog shows. That was like a year and a half long project. But the film we're talking about, The House We Lived In, that's 12 years long. So it actually overlaps with all those other films. It's sort of the first film I started working on when I left my previous career as a teacher. And, you know, I've gotten to start and finish six other feature-length documentaries and then come back to this one to finish it. So it's cool to think about the previous films and then how this film kind of came together and now is finished much later than I expected. You know, I did not anticipate spending 12 years on a film, but mm-hmm.
And certainly here we are. And certainly worth it too. And where can we find all your films at, including The House We Lived In?
Yeah. So all our films right now are currently on Amazon and Apple TV. If you go to pixelafilms.com, you'll find, you know, the catalog of all our work and commercial work. And yeah, you know, they're out there and we're just pumped that people can check them out and, you know, you can check out films from years ago and features and shorts. So yeah, you know, hopefully people find it.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of films, what else can we expect in 2024 and beyond, Tim?
Yeah. So we have a couple really interesting films coming up. There's a film about Mary Daig. Mary is a hilarious, amazing human. And she's a veteran. She was bomb tech, EOD, and she lost her limb. She was in a situation where she grabbed a bomb, saved an entire school of children, and in the process lost her arms, elbow up. So she doesn't have prosthetics. And we've been following her for about 5 years now. And she's a gamer. She plays video games with her feet.
Nice.
So we're coming out with a film that, you know, shows her story. And, you know, she's married to James. James is also Army EOD, and he is active. So you kind of see the their kind of life unfold as he's getting, you know, called out to duty. You know, he's done tours throughout the filming. He's been in Syria, and he's also a gamer as well. And so you kind of see their life progress. And then we also had them create a video game. So there's a video game that's going to come out with the film, and they are directing it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's this unique way of weaving in sort of that, you know, gaming animation, their own sort of imagination and creativity woven into their real life story. And yeah, that'll be coming out next year. And then we have a slew of commercial work that you'll see at pixelafilms.com. Folks like, you know, we do a lot of work with Sam Adams, Harvard, Verizon. So you see a range of kind of branded content.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun to be able to start and finish a project in a couple weeks or a month.
That sounds like it. I guess
a lot quicker, quicker than 12 years.
I guess we're playing, I guess Mary playing video games, you could say she's a step ahead.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. She's, and she's so, amazing. She's very forward with her new body image. She wears T-Rex t-shirts to sort of mirror her new body image. And, she just invites a lot of people, to the conversation of like, what happened to her? And she's very comfortable talking about it. And, just, you know, hilarious, hilarious human. Excited to finish that and share that with the world.
And we're certainly looking forward to it as well. And make sure you keep us up to date on that one, Tim. We're with director Tim O'Donnell with The House We Live In here on the Mike Wagner Show. And and just, you know, one more thing, what's your website? How do people find you? And where can people purchase and check it works? And always a big thanks for your time. And, you know, tell us how we can reach you, what's your website and more.
Yeah, so you can check all our work out at pixelafilms.com. And The House We Lived In is currently available on Apple TV and Amazon. And yeah, hope you enjoy it.
All right, well, certainly check that out. Once again, Tim, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing as always. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Wish you all the best. And Tim, you have definitely a great future ahead of you, and great to hear from you once again.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate the time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.